Okay, this is my recording for 21 Pilots, and I'm gonna make it, even though it makes me look like a 12-year-old girl. They are the band 21 Pilots, which is comprised of Tyler Joseph and Joshua Dunn. They are my Beatles, and I'd like to expand on that a little bit. I have grown up listening to music. My three older brothers raised me on the Beatles, Pink Floyd, Led Zeppelin, Arlo Guthrie, Janis Joplin, Moody Blues, Kiss, sadly a little bit, any kind of classic rock that you can imagine. And when I was about two, I remember hearing a Beatles live recording that my brother Aaron played for me, and the applause was absolutely like a little shot of adrenaline pumped straight into my toddler heart. And I walked around with some sort of a like stick or whatever, basically leading music and singing from that day forward. And I knew from that moment that I would be a performer for the rest of my life. I would always have an audience of some sort. I sang in a band when I lived in New York City in 1995 and 6. And then I really went towards acting as my art form and my vehicle, my dramatic vehicle, because you see, I do an old, tired British lady on drugs so fabulously. God, what was that? Anywho, the last 10 years have been staggeringly difficult for me. I have been dealt a hand in terms of chronic illness that has really, really completely derailed my life, my hopes, my dreams, my future, everything. It has rewritten every word of the book of my life, really. I had every intention of picking up where I left off after I had my children, getting back into theater, producing, writing, directing, but mostly acting. And then came the chronic pain. And I'm not going to go into that because I have other recordings that are devoted to that subject. As a result of this, though, I did become so emotionally and psychologically dejected, exhausted, depressed, despairing, any number of synonyms you want to apply to it. But basically, I was in a pit of complete hopelessness. And it was so abjectly terrible for me that I didn't and couldn't and wouldn't listen to or hear music for almost a decade. If it was playing, I would want to turn it down. If my husband would play music, I would say, turn it off. I don't want to hear this. Music was and is so deeply emotional and so critical to me that I couldn't handle the emotions it would evoke in me. And so I simply wanted to turn it off. And then last fall, my daughter was listening to one of her favorite bands, and it caught my attention. And it really caught my attention. And I found myself for the first time in nearly 10 years dancing in my living room without pain medication. Like, my husband was looking at me like I'd lost my ever-loving mind. Like, full-on dance party with all the kids, toddlers, like. And this music ended up being the album Blurry Face by 21 Pilots. Now, as an album, and I don't really give a shit if you think you're some kind of like uppity, snuppity, super calm uppity, like music critic. If you're a critic, you're probably a douche. But this album as a whole is such a beautifully cohesive, emotional piece of art to me. It is the first album that has spoken to me like that since, I'm gonna say it, people, I'm gonna say it, since The Wall. I, of course, realize that Pink Floyd and 21 Pilots are markedly different artists and that these are immensely different pieces of work. But as a whole, it evoked a similar emotional response in me. And I listened to The Wall and nothing but the wall for over a year between the ages of 15 and 16. So every note of that album is intimately familiar to me. It's like seeing an old friend, really. An old friend who has a very deep connection straight to my heart. So what happened then was I started listening to this music and it made me feel so amazing. I listened to it super loud in my house. Nobody asked me to turn it down, even though I was rocking it way too loud for a Tuesday night. Like there's such a thing. I think everybody was just amazed to see me dancing and listening to music. And from there, it just spun out into all of the music that I have always loved. And I have something on my iTunes called a sacred playlist. And what that is to me is that that is music, no matter what genre, what era, doesn't matter. If it evokes a certain emotional response in me, it goes on that playlist. And I have opera ranging all the way to ministry from A Mind is a Terrible Thing to Taste. I have some Rob Zombie on there. I have Christina Aguilera. I have Slayer. All of it, basically. And I use that playlist when I'm doing work with energy, work with chakras, work with trying to channel precognitive information. It just takes me there quicker than anything else can. And I truly believe that music is one of the quickest art forms that can transport us to our spiritual self, quicker than a lot of other forms. I guess it depends on the individual. But for me, music is so highly spiritual. And let me make the distinction. When I say spiritual, I do not mean religious. There's a vast distinction and separation for me. But I just wanted to, and not that they'll ever hear this, but I wanted to thank 21 Pilots really very sincerely from my heart for waking up a sleeping dragon. And that really sleeping dragon was my heart. Wah, wah, wah. No, but seriously, it totally was. And then I was devastated to find out they had just played here like 3 weeks before that. I was all dope. And then a couple weeks ago, I was elated, conversely, to find out they're playing here in Boise next February. And the ensuing text between my daughter, who is 12, and myself had dozens laughing. Yeah, she had to calm me down. So very much looking forward to that. You don't even know. You don't even know. Like, I literally can't even tell you how excited I am. This band and their music means so much to me. So take it for what it's worth. Judge it for what you want and then toss it out. Okay. Find something that speaks to you. Love it with all of your heart as I do the album Blurry Face. And then, you know, I do have to say, you guys, the albums before are just as great. I am getting into those. And whatever you guys record, oh, I'll be buying it. All right. Take care, y'all. Much love from Camaro Payne, a.k.a. Janet. Later.